This is episode 2515 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to day 6 of our series. This week, we are on a journey to manage difficult emotions. And throughout this week's journey, you have been guided in meditations exploring emotions that are difficult to handle. And these are the top 7, one for each day this week, topics that I am requested to create meditations for again and again. And I will say that most all of these topics I've shared with you this week are requested again and again every year. They are the most requested topics year in and year out, except for 2. The first one was what we started off in this week's series, and that was to feel safe. And I think that makes sense because we're feeling rather unsafe these days with a lot of uncertainty, especially as we continue with a pandemic. We feel very vulnerable and exposed health-wise, not only economically, politically, socially, and on and on. So you were guided in a meditation to feel safe in day 1's episode of this series. Well, today I'm going to share with you one of the other fairly new and more frequently requested topics, and that is managing the emotion of grief. Now, many of you may know someone that you have lost to the coronavirus, but I think that what I'm hearing from so many of you is feeling a sense of grief for having lost a way of life. Our lives are different now because of the coronavirus, and especially if you have children, you may grieve for them as though they're missing that part of childhood that's more carefree and uninhibited. You may be weary if you're going through yet another lockdown. The way you work likely has changed for many people in the world. You may not work with colleagues you loved seeing or in a building you enjoyed going to. You may work remotely. I know many people are enjoying working remotely, but not everyone feels that way. There's a sense of loss over not being able to get together physically with our loved ones and friends like we used to. So our lives are different, and you may find that you are grieving. You may also be grieving the loss of a loved one. So we're going through a lot of layers of grief these days. I want to share with you a meditation that will allow you to grieve, because research shows that one of the most important things you can do for yourself as you grieve is to allow yourself to go through the grieving process. Sometimes if you try to speed that up or bypass it by getting involved in life and busy and to neglect how you're truly feeling deeply down inside, you can begin to feel as though you're numbed out, like you're just going through life. You're not really experiencing it. So it's important to allow yourself to process and go through your grief. Also keep in mind that people grieve uniquely in their own way. So how you grieve may be very different from how others grieve. Honor your own unique experience. If you'd like the full guided meditations, this might be a particular series that means a lot to you. The 30-minute guided meditation experiences, including the journal with a daily reflection question every day for each week's series, as well as a guide with the different techniques specifically for this series, are offered free for a week on the Sip and Om meditation app. So you can explore this series or another series absolutely free. I invite you now to settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. As you sit up straight, close your eyes, gently elevating your eyes ever so slightly upwards. This small movement helps to keep your thoughts uplifted. Begin to notice the rhythm and flow of your breath, and notice how you're feeling today. Notice your mood and name your emotion. Mentally affirm, in stillness, I touch my inner peace. Reflect on any grief you might be experiencing, a loss of some kind, a loved one or something, or even a way of life. Reflect on this. How has it impacted your mood? Notice where you hold your grief in your body, and notice the particular kind of emotion it evokes. Is it fear or loneliness? Is it frustration or anger? Notice your emotions and where you carry them within your body. Allow yourself to remain in grief. Allow yourself to become aware of your emotions and to sit with your emotions. Be present with yourself. Now reflect on what you need. What do you need to feel better? What do you need to experience more hope? What is something new you could begin? Beginning a new journey can help you manage your grief. What's something you've been wanting to learn or do? Allow yourself to experience your grief. Allow yourself to experience hope. Sit for as long as you feel comfortable doing so, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.